Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Baseball. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Clover Belt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening on a cool and rainy night. We are in Minocqua at Lakeland Union High School, and high school baseball as the Wausau East Lumberjacks will take on the Thunderbirds of Lakeland High here in just a few moments. And it's interesting, there's drizzle falling now, but the field looks like it's in playable shape. Not really that soft the way it looks, so we should be good to go as long as the rain holds off. It is overcast, and it has been drizzling here for the last, hour or so, so we'll see how much water this field can take. Obviously, it can take a lot more than Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East, where the Lumberjacks have yet to play a home game, and that hopefully will change on Monday when they are scheduled to play Holman, and Tuesday when they are scheduled to play Wausau West. But the situation with the field up at Wausau East has to be dealt with because they have not been able to practice outside. And it's getting to the point now where they are obviously at a competitive disadvantage with almost every team they play. Even teams here in the Northwoods have been outside practicing and playing games. And if you're playing games in Northland Pines, and in Eagle River, and in Minocqua, and in Rhinelander, and you're not outside yet at Wausau East, obviously it's a situation that has to be rectified, hopefully by next season. But the Lumberjacks will be here today to try to break a three-game losing streak. They dropped three in a row and will take on a Lakeland Thunderbird team that is coming off a loss last night in Great Northern Conference play. They dropped their matchup with Mosinee 5-3. East's last game was the non-conference loss to Rhinelander back on Tuesday, and they dropped that matchup up in Rhinelander 4-3. Going down 4-0 in that game early with, once again, some shoddy defense, but then coming back, scoring three runs in the seventh inning. They had the tying run at second base, but couldn't get him in and dropped the matchup with Rhinelander. They've also dropped games to Appleton North and Stevens Point in this losing streak. Hopefully that can end here tonight. We'll take a break, come back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Minocqua Lakeland Union High School as we get set for non-conference baseball action on this Friday night. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the visitors from Wausau East, it'll be Jordan Heiding leading off and playing shortstop. Willie Brand is in left field today, batting second. Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder, hits third. Ian Corbett is the DH, and he will bat fourth. Ben Schubring, playing first base, will bat fifth. Sam Romanski catching and hitting sixth. Luke Strick, the third baseman, hitting seventh. Bryce Widmark on the mound today. He's hitting eighth. And Tanner Denke will be in center field, and he will bat ninth. Adam Peterson playing second base. He is being DH'd for today by Corbett. And East is coached by Steve Heinrich, assisted by Scott Schubring and Rex Zemke. For the home team, the Lakeland Thunderbirds, coached by DC Everest grad Mike Wilhelm. Lakeland Thunderbirds will lead off Logan Murphy at shortstop, batting first. James Bant is the catcher. He will hit second. Luke Kiska is the third baseman, hitting third. John Aguirre is the center, batting fourth. Trevor Rozakowski is the first baseman. I'm not sure I'm butchered that name. Playing first base and hitting fifth. Ryan McEnroe pitching today, hitting sixth. Brett Slavinsky is batting seventh and left field. Jack Melms, the second baseman, bats eighth. And Sam Killian is in right field batting ninth. For, as we mentioned, head coach Mike Wilhelm, assisted by Mike Severson, Wade Wentland, and Cale Tassi. We'll take a break, come back, and get set for pitch. It's East and Lakeland on the way here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Let's go to Matthew in Venice Beach, California. Welcome.
As a driver as a whole, who do you think the better driver, Formula One or NASCAR?
Woo. I would have to say, you know, you're going back to with Michael Schumacher and Anton Senna, guys like that, even back when I would almost go with an F1 driver at that point, like Mario Andretti, who's done everything and has success in multiple forms of racing.
Okay. Told you.
All right, man. Hey, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. I love that. A little argument in the car, and they have to get it settled by calling a national radio show. You got to love it.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
are back here at Manaquin Union High School as we get set for the first pitch of tonight's matchup between the Lumberjacks and the Lakeland T-Birds. Lakeland is in black jerseys, white pants, and white trim. East is in their red jerseys, white pants with the red and white trim, black numerals. And the Lumberjacks will try to get something going here. Once again, the other night against Rhinelander, it was the defense that let them down. Plus, Luke Strick never really got control of his curveball in that game the other night. Just could not command it, and Rhinelander was able to string together some hits, and then with the errors on top of it, they were able to punch in four runs early in the game. East kept it right there, 4-0, scored three times in the seventh, and had two men on, but could not that tying run in, and came up short to the Hodags, 4-3. A game that will undoubtedly have some meaning when we come to the seeding of the tournament, because those are two teams that are together in the same regional, along with Antigo, D.C. Everest, Merrill, Shawano, East and West, and then the teams from the eastern part of the state, Pulaski, New London, Green Bay Southwest, Bayport, and Ashwaubenon. That is the sectional number two, which will begin on Tuesday, June 3rd, and we won't know the pairings for that event for a while yet. Still have a lot of baseball to play here in this month of May. And it starts here tonight for the Lumberjacks against Manaqua, against Lakeland Union. Some home games scheduled next week. Hopefully, Torrizani Field will be playable. They've been having all kinds of problems getting that field dry enough to play. And as we mentioned in the pregame comments, they're going to really have to do something to fix that down the road here, because it's just not tenable anymore to keep pushing back not only games but practices. They haven't been able to practice out yet. All right, Jordan Heiding stands in. First pitch to him is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Heiding has hit in the leadoff spot for most of the season. Next pitch is lined into right field. That's a base hit right down the line, and it's going to be a single for Jordan Heiding to lead things off here in the first inning. East has a base runner early, and that'll bring up Willie Brandt. Brandt playing left field today. He has moved around the diamond. He's pitched. He's played catcher a little bit. He is DH'd, but in left today. And in his normal two spot in the batting order, the left-hander stands in there to face the right-handed pitcher, Aguirre. First pitch scoots away from the catcher back to the screen. It's in the dirt. Heiding's going to go down to second on the wild pitch. And the Lumberjacks quickly in business here in the first inning with a runner on second base and nobody out. Aguirre looks in and gets the sign he wants. And he's ready to work. First pitch is high, ball one. One ball and no strikes to Willie Brandt. Lumberjacks are scheduled to play a home game Monday against Holman non-conference, and Tuesday, Wausau West scheduled to come over. Now a throwback to second base, and Heiding gets back in there safely. The Manaqua shortstop, Logan Murphy, snuck in there behind Heiding, but he was able to dive back in safely. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch to Brand. He takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Cool and overcast here today. Next pitch, and Brand pops it up on the infield, actually in shallow left. Murphy goes back, and he'll make the catch for the first down of the inning. Brand has hit pretty well, but when he does struggle, it's when he drops his hands and pops the ball up like that. Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder, will stand in. Trying to get Heiding over. Brand didn't do the job moving the runner here. And the first pitch to Gritzmacher is in there for a strike just above the belt, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks have had opportunities in games. They have had a lot of base runners in games they have not been able to knock in. And the next pitch is dropping down low, ball one, 1-1. And when you have a problem scoring runs, and you give the other team free runs, free outs and free runs, it is not a recipe for success. Next pitch is upstairs, 2-1. Lumberjacks coming into the game 4-6, and just 1-4 in the Valley Conference. Next pitch Gritzmacher is going to line that one to right field. It is going to be, did he catch that? He did, and they're going to double off, hiding off second base. A diving catch on the little looper to right field. The play made out there by Sam Killian. Hiding was way off second base, and he gets doubled off. And the Lumberjacks run themselves out of the first inning here. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And the score after a half inning, East nothing, and Lakeland coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Neva Grocery and Gas and Coffee Corner salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Neva Grocery and Gas and Coffee Corner. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong. They're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. That's Neva Grocery and Gas and Coffee Corner at N5294 County Road A in Deerbrook, on the air because they care.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Bryce Widmark finishing up his warm-up pitches. Widmark, his last start was in the Spash game. That was a week ago, and he went just two-plus innings, giving up three runs, all of them earned. Two strikeouts, six walks in that game for Bryce. He only gave up one hit to Spash in two-plus innings, but the six walks did him in, and he took the loss in that one. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy.
Leading off for the T-Birds, number 24, Logan Murphy.
So the leadoff man for Lakeland is Logan Murphy, the shortstop. He will stand in to face Bryce Widmark here in the bottom of the first inning. Murphy, right-hander, and Widmark, big, tall right-hander, of course. East fans well familiar with Bryce. Quarterback on the football team and starter on the basketball team as well. First pitch is lined into right center field for a base hit. Widmark got that pitch up, and Murphy jumped all over it. And the T-Birds have a single here to start the game, and that'll bring up James Bant, the catcher. Defensively for the Lumberjacks, Brand in left, Denke in center, and Gritzmacher in right. Strix at third, hiding at short, Peterson at second, and Shubring at first. Next pitch, or first pitch, is in there for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1 for Bant. Widmark the stretch, the check of the runner, and he squares the bunt and takes the pitch high, pulls the bat back. Breaking ball stayed upstairs, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Bant got the signs from Coach Wilhelm down at third. The stretch, he already squares. Widmark's still in the stretch position. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. He gets the bunt down right in front of the plate. Sam Romanski jumps on it, goes to first, and they get the out there. Quick throw back to second and almost caught the runner going off too far, but he's able to get back safely. So the sacrifice is completed by Bant. Romanski throws out the runner at first, and Murphy advances to second.
Number 23, Luke Kiska.
Luke Kiska, the third baseman, will stand in with one down and a runner at second. Widmark the stretch, the check of the runner, and the first pitch to Kiska is upstairs, ball one. Runner takes his lead. Widmark ready to work again. Here it comes. Swung on and miss. A big hack at an upstairs fastball. He didn't get it. It's 1-1.
Number
The stretch by Widmark, the look, and here it comes. Breaking ball. That scoots away from Romanski back to the screen, and the runner will advance. I don't know if Widmark's crossed him up that time through a breaking ball. Sam didn't look like he was ready for that one. It got past him. Pass ball will put Murphy at third base, and that will give Lakeland the chance to jump on the board early here. Base hit fly ball can get the job done. Even a ground ball as East is playing back to get the out here. They'll give up a run for an out. The stretch and the pitch. That's outside. Three balls and one strike now to Luke Kishka. Runner takes his lead. Widmark delivers. That's chopped toward third, right to Strick. He's going to come home with it, and they're going to have a play, and the runner is out. As the runner goes on contact at third base on a chopper to Strick, he went home. Murphy was dead beat, and there are two down here in the first inning as Kishka reaches on a fielder's choice. So with two down, runner at first now, John Aguirre, the center fielder, will stand in. Strick was playing about a step off the grass there, and it was an easy play. And I'm sure that Coach Wilhelm just got done telling the runner not to go if it was hit right at the third baseman. And it's hard for a runner to not go when the ball's put in play. First pitch to Aguirre is foul back to the screen. It's 0-1. Your natural inclination is to take off as soon as the ball is hit. And he was out by a good 10, 15 feet. The stretch, the check of the runner, and the pitch. That's upstairs, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. See if Lakeland wants to start the runner, get him down into scoring position here. Down. Widmark looks. Now he'll step off and throw over. Runner back easily. East Baseball is brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Couldn't lay off a high one. That was up by his neck. And it's 1-2 now. Wind is blowing a bit out toward right field, I think. I can't see the flag from where we are, but I think the pine trees look like they're bending toward right field here. Next pitch is lifted in the air to right center field. Denke going back, still going back, and he'll make the grab to end the inning. And once again, Aguirre swung at a ball up out of the strike zone and flies to center for the third out. For Lakeland in the first, no runs, one hit. No errors and one left. And the score after one complete, nothing, nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Mugwort!
Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School. We go to the second inning. No score.
Ian Corbett,
the DH, will come to the plate to lead things off here for East. Corbett, Schubring, and Romanski here in the second inning. Lumberjacks scheduled to play Monday at home against Holman, non-conference game. That's the only game we'll have on Monday night. Pre-game show at 4:15, weather and field conditions permitting, of course. First pitch from McEnroe to Corbett. Drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. McEnroe ready to work. Here it is. That's down low, 1-1 now. We are in the booth that is part announcer's booth, part concession stand, and the grill that they are grilling up burgers and brats is right next to us. And here's a ground ball by Corbett to second base, fielded it cleanly there, and they throw him out. Jack Melms makes the play, one down here in the second inning. We get the luscious smell of burning meat. But also the charcoal smoke that we have to deal with here as well. Ben Schubring stands in, first pitch. That's in there for a strike at the knees on the inside part of the plate, 0-1 now. Schubring's been scuffling a little bit with the bat, although he did have a couple of hits against Rhinelander. I take that back, an RBI single as well as part of that seventh inning rally. There's a breaking ball, drops low, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike to the Lumberjack first baseman. Here it comes. Way high, and it's 2-1 now. The wind and the pitch. That's down low again, and it's 3-1, I believe. McEnroe ready. Here it comes. That cuts the heart of the plate for a strike, and I believe the count is full. Actually, it's 3-2. Full count. The wide by McEnroe and the pitch. Schubring chops one to third, short hopped nicely, and the throw across is in time for the out. Nice play by Luke Kishka on a short hop. And there are two down here in the second inning for the Lumberjacks, and that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher.
Batting for the Lumberjacks, number 7, Sam Romanski.
Lumberjack girls softball team getting set to play a big tournament at home this weekend if they can get the fields ready. Romanski ready to hit. First pitch is down low, ball one. Romanski had a base hit in the game against Rhinelander the other night. The wind by McEnroe and the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. And a little nubber down the third baseline. It's going to roll foul, though. Foul ball. Got in the dirt and rolled foul. And Romanski will come back. Count 1-2. East Baseball is brought to you in part by Cloverville Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. So Romanski digs back in. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, and he chops it foul at the plate to stay alive. Count remains 1-2.
Finish him, Ryan.
A long look in by McEnroe. Now he gets the sign he wants, and the pitch is chopped down the third baseline. Slow roller. The throw across is in time. Nice play again by Kishka, and the inning is over for the Lumberjacks. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Score after 1.5 remains nothing, nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
the 2014 NFL Draft.
It was another primetime event.
We had the coverage.
The Cleveland Browns are trading up to get Johnny Manziel.
Pick by pick.
With the 22nd pick, the Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel.
And the breakdowns of these new NFL stars.
What I tell you all week, the Cleveland Browns would not draft Johnny Manziel at number 4, but he was always an option to get him later on in this draft.
The 2014 NFL Draft.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Lakeland Union High School. Can't tell if it's raining now or not. It looks like it still might be drizzling a little bit. It's like one of those nights where you can almost see the moisture in the air just sort of hanging there. Lots of clouds. But we play on, and Lakeland will come to bat here in the second inning. Trevor Roseski will let bat. He's the first baseman. Then it'll be Ryan McEnroe and Brett Slavinsky here for Lakeland in the second. No score in this non-conference baseball clash.
Batting for your Thunderbirds, number 29, Trevor Roseski.
So Roseski will stand in against Bryce Widmark. Each team has had a base runner in the game. And each team has had a runner thrown out on the bases. Jordan Heiding doubled off first base back in the first inning, and Logan Murphy thrown out trying to score at the plate on a ground ball. The third baseman, Luke Strick, back in the first as well. Widmark ready to work to Roseski. First pitch is outside. Actually caught the corner for a strike in its own one. The wind in the 0-1 pitch. Took something off that one, and Roseski foul-tipped it into Romanski's glove, and it's 0-2. Long look in by Widmark this time. Now he steps off the rubber and will regroup. Now he's back in there, and Widmark ready to work. Here it comes. That's fouled out of play. Just a defensive swing to stay alive, and Roseski fouled it over the first base dugout. Lumberjacks are in the first base dugout here at Lakeland Union. If you're planning on coming up to Minocqua this weekend, be aware there is some road construction. Highway 51 down to one lane near where Paul Bunyan's restaurant is there. Next pitch is high out of the strike zone, 1-2. So leave yourself a little extra time if you're needing to get through Minocqua. The line, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball stayed a bit upstairs. Widmark wanted that one, didn't get it. And it's 2-2 now. Looks like it is raining now. Looks like it's raining harder, too. Coming down pretty good right now. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He chased one up and out of the zone. And Roseski is gone for the first down of the inning. One down. And that'll bring up Ryan McEnroe, the pitcher.
Batting number 35, Ryan McEnroe.
So one down, nobody on. And McEnroe, the pitcher, will dig in. And the pitch from Widmark, breaking ball, dropped it in there nicely, and it's 0-1. Froze McEnroe that time with that curveball. The wind and the pitch. Another breaking ball swung on and missed. So back-to-back good curveballs for Bryce Widmark, and the count 0-2. See if he throws another one here. The wind, here it comes. Fastball that time way outside. Tried to get him to chase one. He wouldn't do it. 1-2 now. The wind and the pitch. Curveball just checked, laid off that one in the dirt, and it's 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch. That misses down low and inside. And the count now full. So he had McEnroe 0-2. And now the count has run full here. The wind and the pitch. Lifted in the air to center field and deep. Denke's going back, still going back. It is going to be over his head, and it is going to be off the wall. And it is going to be a double for Ryan McEnroe. So he worked the count back from 0-2 and drove a full count pitch off the fence in deep center field. 355 to dead center here. Short porch down the left field line, 302, 327 down the right field line. And so now with one down and a runner at second, Brett Slavinsky, the left fielder, will stand in. So Slavinsky in the box now, and Widmark ready to work. The stretch, the check, and the pitch inside with the fastball, and it's 1-0. The stretch, Widmark looks, and the 1-0 pitch. That's a foul tip. Goes back to the screen, and it's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner at second base. We're in the bottom of the second inning. No score. The stretch. And the pitch. That's way high. 2-1 now. Long look in, gets the sound he wants. The 2-1 pitch. Check swing, and it stays upstairs. 3-1 now. Slavinsky steps out. Now he's back in there. Widmark the stretch and the 3-1 pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play off the screen, and it is full now, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch, way high, ball four. And Slavinsky walks to put runners at first and second and one out for Jack Melms, the second baseman.
Jack Melms. Melms.
So Widmark, when he's been wild today, has been mostly wild high in the strike zone. Stretch and the pitch. That's high, but foul back up above the letters, and Melms couldn't lay off. 0-1. That was the first walk of the night for Bryce. He had six walks in less than three innings of work against Stevens Point a week ago. Here's the pitch. That's down outside. Pops away from Romanski. The runner's going to go. The throw is going to be not in time, and the runners will move up on the wild pitch. So now with one down, Lakeland a chance to score here again. Runners at second and third and just one out. Count is 1-1 to Jack Melms. And the pitch. There's a strike. And it's 1-2 now. Infield playing back. They're going to take it out up the middle. Breaking ball popped up by the infield. That's going to be trouble. It's going to fall into that no man's land. They're never going to get the runner. That's going to be the cheapest hit you'll ever see. A defensive swing, a little pop fly that landed between the pitcher and shortstop, and it's a base hit. Looks like a line drive in the scorebook, and the bases are loaded. The runners couldn't go anywhere because the ball barely made it past the mound, but it popped into that no man's land. Heiding was playing back. He had no play. Now the base is loaded with one out. And the first pitch is popped up foul and out of play. Sam Killey in the right fielder. You know, we may be in danger here needing an oxygen tank before this one is over with this smoke coming in from the grill. There's a pop-up to shallow center field. Denke coming in, still coming in. He'll make the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate. And it is going to be not in time. Close play, but Lakeland will score the first run of the game on a sack fly to center field. Denke made a one-hop throw to Romanski. It was close, but it was McEnroe sliding in for the first run of the game. And it's 1-0 Lakeland in the top of the order. Logan Murphy bats now with two down and still runners on first and second. They did not move up on that throw to the plate. Murphy singled his first time up, and then he was thrown out trying to score back in the first inning. Runners take their lead. Widmark out of the stretch. And the pitch. There's a strike. And it's 0-1. Runners take their leads again. Widmark the check. And the pitch. Down on the dirt. Blocked by Romanski. And it's 1-1 now. East Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Couldn't lay off. Went up above the letters, and it's 1-2 now. That pitch looks so fat coming in, and yet it's hard to get the bat on it when the pitch is up there. One ball and two strikes. The stretch and the pitch. That's chopped foul down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2. Don't forget the NFL draft continuing tonight. We'll get back to draft coverage on Fox Sports when we are done here. Stretch by Widmark, and the pitch. Breaking ball, laid off it, and it broke outside. And it's 2-2. Tough pitch to lay off with two strikes. But he did, and it rode out of the strike zone. 2-2, two outs. Runners on first and second take their lead. The stretch, and the pitch. That's down low and outside, once again blocked by Romanski, keeping the runners where they are, and the count now full. Runners will get a head start here.
One on the pitch, boys.
3-2, two outs. The stretch and the pitch. That rides outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Again, second walk of the inning, and James Bant, the catcher, will come to the plate. He laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. Widmark out of the windup now. First pitch is foul, out of play, and it's 0-1. We mentioned Monday night's game. East scheduled to play home, and Tuesday night it'll be a doubleheader right here. A couple of good games, East and West. Game 1, 4-15, followed by D.C. Everest and Stevens Point. Next pitch outside, 1-1. Can anybody in the Valley beat the Spash Panthers is the question. They've been rolling over everybody. A 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, that's lined into right field, but it's going to be caught out there by Gritzmacher, and the inning is over. But Lakeland breaks through with one run on a couple of hits. There were no errors and three left in the score after two complete. Now Lakeland 1, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Steve Gorman Sports. This is Steve Gorman Sports.
I think the best fit in L.A. will be your new head coach and also
You're starting for the team. That's right, Kobe Bryant.
If the Lakers went to Kobe and said, you be the player coach, and Kobe said, I'll do it, I'll go buy a Lakers sweatshirt and wear it all season. I just want there to be a player coach in the league again.
Yes! Steve Gorman Sports.
That's solid right there.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School as we go to the third inning. Lumberjacks will send up the bottom of the order, Luke Strick, Bryce Widmark, and Tanner Denke to face Ryan McEnroe here. Lakeland now leading 1-0 in this matchup. A reminder once again, Lumberjack fans, to check out the website everythinglumberjacks.com. If you're at a game, you can post your photos to everythinglumberjacks.com using the hashtag Wausau East on Instagram. And if you're not, you can also check out blogs. You can hear play-by-play podcasts of all the games, see game photos. That's everythinglumberjacks.com. It's also part of our website at foxsportswausau.com as well. Just go to the blog section and you will find it. everythinglumberjacks.com, and there's another one as well for everythingevergreens.com for our coverage of DC Everest sports as well. All right. Got a bit of a delay here while McEnroe continues to throw warm-up pitches. Now the throw down to second, and we'll get going.
Batting for the Lumberjacks, number 18, Luke Strick.
Strick batting for the first time today against Rhinelander the other night. He was 0 for 4. We're still having a bit of a stoppage of play. Oh, we're waiting for the other umpire. He must have had to make a pit stop. And he is returning now. And so we'll get going again.
A little bit of a delay here. Just want to remind everyone about our concession stand here. The grill is hot and smoky. Hot dogs, hamburgers, and hot chocolate.
The grill is hot and smoky. No question about that. We are in a direct line for the grill smoke here from our broadcast position. Luke Strick will stand in, and we're ready to go. McEnroe is ready to work. Here's the pitch. That misses outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The wind and the pitch. Strick is going to line a base hit to center field. Jumped all over that high pitch. And East has a base runner here to lead off the third inning. And with nobody out and a man on,
number 17, Widmark.
Bryce Widmark will come to the plate. Widmark reached base a couple of times against Rhinelander the other night, reached down an error and also drew a walk, and takes a long look down at East coach Steve Heinrich before he digs back in there. Strick takes his lead at first. The stretch by McEnroe on the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 1-0 Lakeland, we're in the third. Lumberjacks with a leadoff single by Luke Strick. The stretch and the pitch, breaking ball dropped in there nicely. Quickly 0-2 on Bryce. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Widmark lines that one, but foul way late on that swing and lined it out of play, and the count remains 0-2. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed in the dirt. He's out. The ball popped away from the catcher, but not far enough for Strick to advance. And so there's one down now as Widmark chases the ball out of the zone. And that'll bring up Tanner Denke, the center fielder.
Batting for the Lumberjacks, number 4, Tanner Denke.
Denke's first at bat of the night. The stretch and the pitch, way high, ball one, and it's 1-0. McEnroe, a quick worker. Next pitch is down low, throw down, and Strick is back safely. 2-0 now on Tanner Denke. The stretch and the pitch. Denke's going to ground it back to the mound, off the foot of the pitcher, and that's going to allow everyone to reach. If he fielded that cleanly, they might have had a play, might have even had a double play, but he couldn't get the glove on it. It went off his leg, and when that happened, everybody was going to be safe. So Denke reaches, and it'll bring up the top of the order, Jordan Heiding. Heiding had a single his first time up. Lumberjacks with runners on first and second with one out here in the third inning, trailing by a run. The stretch and the pitch to Heiding. Heiding late swing and fouled it back. He wants that one back. That was a pitch upstairs where that he could handle. And he was just late with the swing and fouled it back. It's 0-1. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, and Heiding pops it up on the infield. Infield fly rule will be in effect. And there are two down now here in the third inning as the shortstop makes the play for the second out. And now it's up to Willie Brand. And once again, Lumberjacks getting base runners but unable to knock them in. They have had problems getting hits with runners in scoring position this year. McEnroe to Brand. That stays upstairs, and it's 1-0. The stretch, now a pickoff attempt at second base, high throw, and Strick's able to dive back in there safely. Strick the runner at second, and Tanner Denke the runner at first. Next pitch to Brand is outside, and it's 2-0 now. So he should be able to get a pitch he can handle here. Here it comes, that's way high, 3-0 to Willie Brand. Cam Gritzmacher waits on deck. The stretch, long look at second, and the pitch. That's high, ball four. So Brand with a four-pitch walk will load the bases for Cam Gritzmacher. Gritzmacher lined into a double play in right field his first time up, doubling Heiding off second base. And the first pitch is swung on and missed, tied him up with a pitch on the inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Not sure you want to go up there hacking at the first pitch after you walk a guy on four pitches, but he did, and it's 0-1. Next pitch, breaking ball stays high, and it's 1-1 now. Once again, McEnroe working quickly. Next pitch, and Gritzmacher lines a base hit to right center field. That's going to score at least one. Here comes Denke around third. He will score as well, and the Lumberjacks have the lead. A two-run single by Cam Gritzmacher to right center field scores both Strick and Denke, and Brand will go to third. So a big two-out hit by Cam Gritzmacher gives the Lumberjacks the lead here with two RBIs. And now runners at the corners for Ian Corbett, the DH. Corbett grounded out to second base his first time up. Stretch and the pitch. That's outside, ball one. 2-1 Lumberjacks. Two outs here in the third inning, but East wants some more. They have runners at the corners with two outs. The stretch and the pitch to Corbett. That's outside again, 2-0 now. Should be able to get a pitch he can drive right here. Be aggressive with a man in scoring position, 2-0. Here it comes. And a chopper towards second base. And they're going to be able to make a play, and Corbett will be retired to end the inning. But the Lumberjacks take the lead. A big two-run single by Cam Gritzmacher for East here in the third. Two runs. There were three hits, and there were no errors, and there were two left in the score after two and a half innings of play. Lumberjacks 2, Lakeland 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free, And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCities lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School, and Luke Kishka will stand in to lead things off here in the third inning. East now leading 2-1. Bryce Widmark ready to work. First pitch is down low, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Kishka, Aguirre, and Roshesky to bat here for Lakeland in the third. Next pitch, that misses inside and a bit low. Still raining a bit here, from what I'm told. I can see a few umbrellas and not raining hard, just that steady mist. Next pitch, that's high, and Widmark quickly goes 3-0 here. For the second game in a row, Widmark throwing a lot of pitches, struggling with his command. I would imagine the ball's a little wet. 3-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. He has walked two here, both back in the second inning. Next pitch, popped up, but foul and out of play, and the count now full, 3-2. East Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. The line in the pitch. A little chopper, going to be a tough play. Hiding charges, gets the hop. The throw is going to be in time for the out. Hiding charging hard and got a nice little hop right at the end that allowed him to make a clean throw. And there's one down here in the third inning. John Aguirre, the center fielder, will stand in. He flied out to center his first time up. One out, nobody on here for Lakeland in the bottom of the third. A wind by Widmark and the pitch. Way high, ball one. So the Lumberjacks and Evergreens both have the weekend off. No games tomorrow for East or Everest. Here's the wind and the pitch, and that pitch foul back to the screen. Wausau West scheduled to play tomorrow. They're playing a non-conference doubleheader down in Hartford before they will face East on Tuesday, the next Valley game. East-West on Tuesday. Spash and Everest square off as well on Tuesday. That'll be our doubleheader, weather permitting, of course. The next pitch rides outside, and it's 2-1. Dark, gray, wet, cool, overcast day. Looks like October and not May. Pitch foul back to the screen, and it's 2-2. When are we going to get 3 or 4 days in a row of good weather? Seems like, well, like tomorrow it's supposed to be nice again, but then rain on Sunday and possibly Monday as well. Two balls, two strikes. Widmark gets the sign he wants from Mansky. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. He got him with a fastball, and there are two down here in the third. That'll bring up Trevor Roshesky, the first baseman.
Batting for Lakeland, number 29, Trevor Roshesky.
Roshesky struck out his first time up. Schubring playing well back at first. Strick is back at third as well. First pitch, breaking ball, and a defensive swing fouled it back to the screen. 0-1. Long look in, and the pitch. There's a breaking ball, and did it beat him? Yeah, got a piece of him. He'll trot down to first. Couldn't get out of the way of that breaking ball that didn't break. So a hit batsman puts Roshesky at first base. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Ryan McEnroe, with two down and a runner on. McEnroe doubled and scored the Lakeland run back in the second inning. The stretch and the pitch. There's a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. And here it comes. Ground ball towards short. Heiding will charge. Field, they'll get the force at second, and the inning is over. For Lakeland here in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And the score after three complete remains East 2, Lakeland 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School. We go to the fourth inning. Ed Schubering will lead things off for East here in the fourth. He grounded at third his first time up. Schubering digging in. A box that is getting a bit muckier from the rain. Here's the first pitch, breaking ball, and that drops in there at the knees. 0-1. Tough pitch right there. Nothing Ben could do with that one. No balls, one strike. The wind by McEnroe in the pitch. That stays up. Oh, high strike there, and it's 0-2. That looked like it was up. But McEnroe gets the call, and it's 0-2 now. And the pitch comes, took something off. That fastball drops outside, 1-2. Now the wind picking up here. And the pitch. Schubering's going to line it back up the middle for a base hit. And once again, McEnroe got a pitch up. And Schubering jumped all over it. And a line drive single up the middle for a base hit. And with a runner at first and nobody out, Sam Romanski will bat. Romanski grounded to third his first time up. And the pitch to Romanski is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So McEnroe's working ahead of many of these hitters, but when he tries to finish them off, many of his pitches have been upstairs, and East has been able to hit him. Now time called at the plate. I think the catcher's got something in his eye. East Baseball brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Here's the pitch, breaking ball. Romanski pops that up foul, but it's going to get out of play. And it's 0-2. Nothing in two to Sam Romanski. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He chopped it one up and out of the zone. And Romanski is gone for the first out. That'll bring up Luke Strick. Strick single and scored back in the third.
Batting for the Lumberjacks, number 8, Luke Strick.
Shubring down at first, not a whole lot of speed, so if you're going to do anything, maybe put a hit and run on. He didn't bunt with Romanski, so now it's up to Strick. Ground ball towards second, maybe two. They're going to get the force at second. The return throw is not in time. Strick beats it out. And a fielder's choice. Shubring is gone for the second out of the inning. And with Strick at first base, it'll bring up Bryce Widmark, the pitcher who struck out his first time up. So Widmark ready to bat. McEnroe's first pitch drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. The stretch and the pitch. Widmark takes, and that's a strike at the letters. And quickly, Bryce in the hole, 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch way outside. 1-2 now. The stretch by McEnroe and the pitch. And Widmark chases one down and out of the zone again. Strikes out and the inning is over for East here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And the score after 3.5 remains. East 2, Lakeland 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lumberjacks leading 2-1. Two runs, five hits, and no errors for the Lumberjacks. For Lakeland, one run, three hits, and no errors. And they will send up Brett Slavinsky to lead things off here in the fourth inning.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 20, Brett Slavinsky.
Slavinsky, the left fielder, walked his first time up. Widmark out for his fourth inning of work here. The wide in the pitch. And he nails him in the back arm. That pitch was nowhere near the strike zone. I think it slipped out of his hand or something. And so Slavinsky is on. Second hit batsman of the night for Bryce Widmark. And now Jack Melms, the second baseman, will stand in. He singled his first time up. And Slavinsky's in some discomfort there. I think he took that right off the elbow. And he is crouching down at first base in some obvious discomfort. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center with comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care, clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or you can visit them online at bonejoint.net. And a reminder once again, we'll be joining Fox Sports when we are done here for coverage of the NFL Draft. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight. I'll also get you updated on all of the baseball action around. NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs continuing tonight as well, all right here on Fox Sports Radio. And Monday it'll be high school baseball now, weather permitting. East welcoming in Holman, always a good baseball team, good program down there at Holman. And they'll be coming up Monday to play at Jack Torrizzani Field if, in fact, the weather or the field is playable. Been hearing a lot of grumbling about the fact that this field cannot dry. There's just there's water underneath it. The drain tiles don't work. And really, they're going to have to take action. I mean, it just can't go on like this year after year where you can't get on the field to practice, you can't get on the field to play until deep into the season. So hopefully that will occur. Maybe in the summer this time around they can do something to get that field so it is usable in the spring season. All right. We're back to action here, and Melms will stand in. Stretch by Widmark. And Melms squares the bunt, fouls the bunt back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Runner was taken off, too. Nothing in one. Widmark gets a fresh baseball, and we'll get ready to go here. And Melms digs back in. Mike Wilhelm flashing signs. The stretch. Now he throws over to first. Runner dives back in safely. Long look over at first base. And the pitch, Melms squares the bunt again and gets the bunt, but it's foul down the third base side. So now he's in the hole 0-2. You wouldn't think that they would have him bunt again, but we have seen that this year. Players bunting with two strikes. He's taking a long look down. Now he digs back in. Widmark checks the runner. Long look and the pitch. That's high. Romanski thought about throwing down to first, didn't. The runner dives back in. One ball and two strikes now to Melms. Long look in. The stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Nice pitch right there at the knees. And Melms is gone for the first out.
Batting for Lakeland, number 10, Sam Killian.
Sam Killian will stand in. The right fielder, he drove in the only Lakeland run of the night so far with a sac fly back in the second inning. And he bats here now with one down and a runner at first. The stretch. Long look now, Widmark steps off. Runner takes his lead again. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, and the pitch is grounded towards short. Hiding can't knocks the ball down, but that's all he can do. Once a right-handed batter, Hiding was breaking towards second base when the runner took off, and that didn't allow him to field the ball cleanly. That's the second time we've seen that this year.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 24, Logan Murphy.
He bobbled it, but he wasn't going to throw Killian out anyway. That's going to be an infield hit for Sam Killian. Puts runners at first and second with one out, and Logan Murphy the top of the order for the T-Birds. He has singled and walked in two trips. And the first pitch is down low. Ball one. Lumberjacks leading 2-1, but Lakeland threatening here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runners lead. And the pitch. Grounded toward third, but foul, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Murphy digs back in. Widmark taking his time, being very deliberate. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Late strike call as it caught the inside corner, and it's 1-2. I had some late break on it. One ball, two strikes. Runners take their leads. The rain continues to fall here as the pitch fastball. That's grounded in the hole between short and third. Brand is going to charge. He's going to overrun the ball, and that will allow a run to score. Here comes a throw to third, and that's not going to be in time either. That's going to be an error, and it's going to be an unearned run. That run would not have scored if Brand would not have overrun the ball. It's going to be a single. No RBI for Murphy, though. He'll go to second as the throw came into third base because Slavinsky had stopped. He wasn't going to score, and then Brand overran the ball. And so an error on the left fielder ties the game here. It's 2-2, and Lakeland still with runners now at second and third and one out. James Bant, the catcher, will stand in. First pitch from Widmark, foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. No balls and one strike to the Lakeland catcher. We're all tied up now at two here in the fourth inning. And the pitch. That's chopped toward third. Strick is going to field. He's going to come home against Strick. Throw, and the ball hit the runner. And the runner will run will score, and now two runs will score as the ball bounced all the way over to the east dugout. And Lakeland has the lead here. They had a play. They had a play at the plate. Strick made a hard throw, and the ball hit the runner and went all the way off the screen and then toward the east dugout. And by the time Widmark could run it down, Murphy had scored as well. So three runs in here in the fourth inning for Lakeland. Band ends up at second base after the throw home. And the score is 4-2 Lakeland, and Luke Kishka will be the hitter. And Scott Shubring out to have a conversation with his battery. They had a play at the plate. And Strick's throw nailed the runner, skimmed off, I think, his shoulder, and then bounded away. And Murphy never slowed down, running from second base. So now, runner at second with one out. And Kishka, the hitter, Widmark's first pitch upstairs, and it's 1-0. The stretch and the pitch. And that is lined foul down the left field line. So it's 1-1 now. Widmark ready, the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's 2-1. The stretch by Widmark and the pitch. Fastball that's looped into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Brand will charge, and he'll pick up cleanly this time, get it back into the infield. Band will stop at third, and Kishka on with a single. Now runners at the corners with one out for John Aguirre, the center fielder.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 13, John Aguirre.
Aguirre has flied to center and struck out. Lumberjacks trying to limit the damage here now, trying to get out of this without giving up any more. They've already given up three runs here in the fourth inning and the lead as well. Aguirre takes a long look down at Mike Wilhelm at third. See if they put something on here with runners at the corners and just one out. Or if they give Aguirre a chance to drive one in here. The stretch. Now Widmark's going to throw over to first. Runner back. Runners take their leads. The stretch and the pitch. That's popped up foul. Runner was going from first base. Ball is out of play. And it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Widmark the stretch, the look, and the pitch. That's popped up on the infield. Runner was going again. Adam Peterson slides over in shallow right field, and he'll make the catch. And the runners retreat. So now there are two down with runners at the corners for Trevor Roszewski, the first baseman.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 29, Trevor Roszewski.
He has struck out and was hit by a pitch. So now the Lumberjacks have to decide what they're going to do if the runner goes here from first in a first and third situation with two outs. Widmark the stretch, and the pitch. Runner goes, and the ball is lifted in the air. Shallow right field. Denke coming on, but it's going to be Gritzmacher who will make the catch to end the inning. So Lakeland gets three runs here in the inning on three hits. There were a couple of errors, and two men left. And the score after four complete now, it's Lakeland 4 and East 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Lakeland High School as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Lumberjacks now trailing 4-2. And it will be Tanner Denke to lead things off and then the top of the order for East. Denke had an infield single and scored his first time up.
In the top of the fifth inning, batting for the Lumberjacks, number 4, Tanner Denke.
Three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning have given Lakeland the lead here. McEnroe ready to work to Denke, the first pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The line and the 0-1 pitch. That misses down low, 1-1 now. A 1-1 delivery. That stays way upstairs, 2-1. Denke's been one of a revolving door in the outfield. That drops in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Coaches have been moving guys in and out, giving everybody an opportunity. Breaking ball, and Denke fouls that one off to stay alive. Count remains 2-2. Eric Daniel has played in the outfield, not in the lineup today. Gritzmacher has been a fixture in right. Brand plays in left when he's not catching or DHing. Next pitch just misses with the breaking ball. Count out full, 3-2. Romanski's been catching on a regular basis for the last couple of weeks. So that means Brand will either DH or play left field. Or pitch. Those are his three spots. Now breaking ball again. Denke hits it on the ground. It's going to be playable, though. Second baseman Melms makes the play for the first down, and there's one down.
Batting number 10, Jordan Heading.
Jordan Heading, the shortstop, will stand in. He has singled and popped to short. That McEnroe doesn't throw hard, but he moves the ball around. First pitch is fouled by Heidi. Takes a big cut. It's 0-1. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Next pitch to Heiding is a curveball that's grounded hard to short. Melms up with it again. The throw is going to be high off the bag. Oh, they're going to get him on the tag, though. First baseman Rozeski came off the base to get that high throw and got Heiding on the tag, and there are two down.
Batting for the Lumberjacks, number 16, Willie Brand.
Willie Brand will come to the plate now, the left fielder. He's popped to short and walked. Bats here with two outs and the bases empty. First pitch, fastball inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch to Brand is nubbed, a little nubber toward the mound. Pitcher bobbles the ball and he drops it, and Brand is going to reach. That's going to be an error on the pitcher, McEnroe, as he couldn't pick up the wet baseball, and Brand will reach with two outs here. And that'll bring up Cam Gritsmacher.
Batting number 13, Cameron Gritsmacher.
Gritsmacher's hit the ball hard twice. He lined into a double play and also had a two-run single. He drove in the two east runs back in the third inning. Line drive single to right center. First pitch to Gritsmacher. Breaking ball rides outside, and it's 1-0. Tell you what, it's getting dark here. Well, they have turned the lights on. Next pitch, and Gritsmacher pops it up, foul ground, but playable, and Rozeski is going to make the play, and the inning is over. Four East here in the fifth inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left. Score after 4.5 remains, Lakeland 4, East 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Lakeland High School. We've got a new pitcher for the Lumberjacks. Ben Shubring will take the hill. And Widmark will move to third base. Strick will move over to second. Ian Corbett, the DH, comes in to play first. That means Adam Peterson is out of the game. So Shubring is the new pitcher here in the sixth inning, or in the bottom of the fifth inning, excuse me, for the Lumberjacks. So four runs given up by Widmark. Two of them are earned. Three strikeouts for Bryce. And two walks, also a couple of hit batsmen. So Ben Shubring continues his warm-up pitches, and we'll get set to go here. Reminding you once again that we've got lots of baseball on the schedule for you next week. Weather permitting, East and Holman on Monday night. Doubleheader on Tuesday, East-West in Game 1 at 4:15, followed by a D.C. Everest and Stevens Point. The Lumberjacks travel to Menominee on Thursday, and then East plays Everest on Friday, and the Evergreens will play a doubleheader next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. All right, it'll be Ryan McEnroe who will stand in here to face Ben Shubring. In the fifth inning, McEnroe doubled and scored back in the second. Shoebring, big right-handed pitcher, good curveball. First pitch, though, is a fastball, and that's at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. And the pitch, breaking ball, dropped in there nicely, and it's 0-2 now. Shoebring working quickly, ready to work the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball again, and that one got away from him a bit, drops down low, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball again. Oh, where was that? Wow. Good curveball right there. That looked like a strike. It's 2-2. Yikes. Two balls, two strikes. I think that one fooled the umpire a little bit with the break on that one. That was a good one. Two balls, two strikes. Here it comes. Another breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. And the count now full. So let's see if Shoebring gives in or if he throws another one here. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Strike three called on the outside corner. So they get the out. And there's one down here in the fifth inning.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 20, Brett Slavinsky.
Slavinsky will come to the plate. Brett Slavinsky, he has walked and been hit by a pitch. Nailed on the back elbow his last time up by Widmark. Shoebring ready to work. First pitch, breaking ball. Rides outside, and it's 1-0. A wind in the 1-0 pitch, way inside, and it's 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes. Shoebring slows down a bit. Now he toes the rubber again, ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball fouled back to the screen. Got a piece of the umpire's mask that time. 2-1 now. Lumberjacks trying to improve on their 4-6 record here this afternoon, but they find themselves trailing in the fifth inning, 4-2. The wind and the pitch. That rides outside, and it's 3-1 now. Shoebring ready. The 3-1 pitch, fastball, that's fouled out of play, and the count runs full now, 3-2. Rain continues to fall here, folks with their hoods up and their umbrellas out. It's been a steady drizzle for basically the entire game here. Lights are starting to take effect now. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, and that's down low, ball four. And Ben Shoebring is asking umpire where that was. That's not going to get him any brownie points with the umpire, but a walk to Slavinsky, and that'll bring up Jack Melms, the second baseman. He has singled and struck out. Rain coming down a little bit harder now. Shoebring throws over, and the runner able to dive back. The stretch and the pitch. That's down low, blocked by Romanski. 1-0 now to Melms. Mike Wilhelm, the Everest grad, coaching down at third base for Lakeland. Now another throw over by Shoebring, and the runner dives back again. The stretch and the pitch. That's in there, a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner at first. We're in the fifth. Schubring shakes off. Now he gets the sign he wants. And here it comes. Runner goes, and it's lined down the right field line. That's going to drop foul. Foul ball. And it's 1-2. Just punched at that one, and it fell foul. About 20, 25 feet past the first baseman. And it's 1-2 now on Melms with Sam Killian on deck. Another throw over by Schubring and the runner back. Nothing else. Slavinsky's getting his uniform dirty tonight. Stretch by Schubring and the pitch. Breaking ball. That dropped out of the zone again. 2-2 now. Had a little too much break on it that time. Broke down and out of the zone. 2-2. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball. That's grounded to second. The runner went. Strick's going to field and take the out at first. And there are now two down with Slavinsky advancing to second base on the slow roller to second.
Batting for your T-Birds, number 10, job, Sam Killian.
And that'll bring up Sam Killian, the right fielder. He's got an RBI with a sac fly back in the second inning. He also singled and scored in the fourth. And he bats here with two outs and a runner at second. Breaking ball, that drops down, and Romanski blocks it, and it's 1-0. Can't give him any more here. You only got two at-bats left to try to get back. You're down two. It's 4-2. Next pitch is a little roller down the first baseline that's going to go foul. And it's 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Glen Ray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. So Killian will dig back in. And the pitch. Breaking ball. There's a strike. Dropped in a nice one. It's 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. The stretch and the pitch. Another curveball. That breaks down low, and it's 2-2. These hitters are being very patient. They're not chasing that pitch. Two and two. You want to get them right here. And here it comes. Fastball. It's fouled out of play. Count stays 2-2. Killian digs back in. Schubring with a fresh baseball. And the pitch. Another breaking ball swung on and missed. And the inning is over. So Schubring works out of it. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And the score after five complete remains. Lakeland 4, East 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at
CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Lakeland Union High School. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Ian Corbett, the DH, now playing first base, will lead off. First pitch to Corbett's upstairs, ball one. Corbett has grounded to second twice here tonight. 4-2, Lakeland Thunderbirds leading in the sixth. Next pitch to Corbett, that's outside, 2-0. Lumberjacks need some runners here. The wind and the 2-0 pitch. Corbett takes a big hack and fouled it. Went down to one knee with that swing. 2-1. The wind and the pitch. And that's a late swing grounded foul down the first base side. Count even at 2-2 now. McEnroe gets a fresh baseball, and Corbett digs back in. The 2-2 pitch. That rides outside. Count now full, 3-2. The wind and the payoff pitch. Corbett chops that one foul toward the Lakeland dugout, and the count remains 3-2. Reminder once again about EverythingLumberjacks.com. If you're at a game, post your photos to EverythingLumberjacks.com on Instagram with the hashtag WasaEast. There's a ground ball by Corbett to short. Fielded cleanly. The throw is going to be in time for the out. And there's one down here in the sixth inning. Murphy makes the play on Corbett. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, now the pitcher.
Batting number 22.
Schubring grounded to third and also bounced into a, actually had a base hit and then was forced at second base. And the first pitch to Schubring is a strike. It's 0-1. Lumberjacks down two here in the sixth inning. Getting late. Rain falling harder now. Next pitch is outside and it's 1-1. Miserable conditions. This has just been a terrible spring again. The 1-1 pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. But these non-conference games, if you don't play them, you're not going to make them up. That's a thing. Check swing, and he takes it downstairs. 2-2 now. So if you don't play these games, despite the bad weather, you're going to lose games. Next pitch, strike three call. Schubring got fooled and took a fastball on the outside corner. And there are two down here in the sixth inning. Sam Romanski, the catcher, will come to the plate.
Batting number seven, Sam Romanski.
Two down, nobody on for the Lumberjack catcher. He is grounded to third and struck out. And he's going to hit a chopper. It's going to go to short. Murphy cross in time for the out. And the Lumberjacks go quietly here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 5.5 remains. Lakeland 4 and East 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
The
2014 NFL Draft.
It was another primetime event.
We had the coverage.
The Cleveland Browns are trading up to get Johnny Manziel.
Pick by pick.
With the 22nd pick, the Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel.
And the breakdowns of these new NFL stars.
What I tell you all week, the Cleveland Browns would not draft Johnny Manziel at number 4, but he was always an option to get him later on in this draft.
The 2014 NFL Draft.
We are Fox Sports. We are Fox Sports.
And we're back here at Lakeland Union High School, where the T-Birds lead the Lumberjacks 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ben Schubring on for his second inning of work here. And he will face the top of the Lakeland batting order. Logan Murphy will lead things off. He's got a couple of hits, a walk, and a run scored. It's raining and you can see your breath. Nothing like May in the North Woods.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 24, Logan Murphy.
And Murphy will stand in to face Schubring here. All right, Murphy ready and digs in now into a very muddy batter's box. Next pitch, or first pitch from Schubring is outside and high, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The wind and the pitch. That stays way high, 2-0 now. Well, East will need to rally again. They tried to rally against Rhinelander the other day, scored 3 runs in the 7th inning, but came up short, losing 4-3 with the tying run at second base. Next pitch from Schubring. That's a fastball upstairs again. 3-0 now. So he'll take his time now, regroup a little bit, see if he can work back from 3-0. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. 3-1. Murphy taking all the way. The wind and the pitch. That's fouled out of play, and the count runs full. Baseball field here at Lakeland is right next to the football field and the track. Just to the right of the parking lot as you drive in to the front of Lakeland High School. Payoff pitch. Fouled off again. Back to the screen. Count remains full. 3-2. East Baseball is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman. Proud supporters of local high school sports. Wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Season is winding down fast. We've got about 3 weeks left before we'll get into tournament play. And that pitch way high, got away from Schubring there with the wet baseball, and he walks the leadoff man Murphy here in the sixth inning.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 18, James Vance.
There will be a lot of games Vance in that three-week period because of makeups and things. Lumberjacks will be making up their game with Merrill as part of a doubleheader. I haven't seen a date on that yet. Actually, that will be on the 22nd, Thursday the 22nd. There's a strike from Schubring to Bant, the catcher. And I believe that header will be played up at Merrill. It's called the Lumberjacks the Road Warriors this year. Stretch by Schubring. And that's chopped toward third but foul. And it's 0-2. I would be willing to wager that even with the bad weather we've had in many parts of the state, that East has got to be the last team in the state that has yet to play a home game. Right. No balls and two strikes. Shubring throws over the runner back. Runner takes his lead. The stretch by Shubring and the pitch. Fastball that's lifted in the air to right field. Playable for Gritzmacher. Runner is way off the base. Here comes the throw back to first. And the runner barely makes it back. And there's one down on the fly ball to right field by Bant. And Luke Kishka, the third baseman, will come to the plate.
Batting for your team, it's number 23, Luke Kishka.
Kishka has bounced into a fielder's choice. Grounded out to short and single. Gritzmacher made a strong throw from right field, but on one bounce to Corbett and was just a little bit late and double off. Murphy, I don't know what he was looking at being that far off the base. Now a throw over, and Murphy dives back in safely. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, Lakeland leading 4-2. And the pitch outside, gloved by Romanski, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The stretch and the pitch. That's outside again. 2-0 now. Rain continues to fall here. The stretch and the pitch. That's in there for a strike. 3-1, or make that 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. Shubring the stretch, the check, and the pitch. There goes Murphy, swung on and missed. Romanski's throw, good throw, but they didn't get him. Strick was late getting over to second base. Romanski's throw was right on the bag, and Strick had to sort of, he was trying to slow down as he came to cover and had to swing the tag back. If he would have been there waiting for the throw, they might have had a better play on him. But Murphy steals second on a close play. Counts now 2-2 on the hitter, Kishka. And the pitch, breaking ball, pops away from Romanski, but he blocks it, and the runner stays where he is. And the count now full, 3-2. Shubring trying to curve ball. That was in the dirt again. Full count, one out. Runner takes his lead at second. And the pitch. Swung at ball four, up by his neck and fouled it out of play. So Shubring gets a break there as Kishka chases a pitch out of the strike zone. The stretch. And the pitch. That's high again, ball four. And Kishka's on with a walk. Shubring's been high with his fastball here.
Batting for the T-Birds, number 13, John Aguirre.
So a couple of walks in the inning. And put runners on first and second with one out. And John Aguirre, the center fielder, stands in. Aguirre has flied to center, struck out, and popped to second. And here is the stretch by Shubring, and the pitch once again way high. And it's 1-0. All right, make the adjustment now. Change your release point. Try a different pitch because the fastball has been missing upstairs. The stretch and the pitch. That stays inside. And he got hit barely. Skimmed his jersey on his hip. And that'll load the bases. So, with the bases loaded now and one out,
Trevor Roseski,
the first baseman. He has struck out but hit by a pitch and fly to right. And once again, Lumberjack pitchers have hit three batters today to go along with five walks. And that's just not going to get it done. First pitch fouled out of play. Adding a couple of errors there. And once again, makes it hard to win. They've managed five hits. But only in the third inning were they able to punch across a couple of runs. Cam Gritzmacher with a two-run, two-out hit that drove in the only runs for the Lumberjacks here this evening. Well, you've got 3 weeks of the season left before tournament time, and tell you what, the pitching's got to get better. The defense has definitely got to get better, but it would help if they could get outside to practice. I mean, practicing in the gym at this point in the season doesn't accomplish a whole lot. So once again, we've talked about it. We'll talk about it again, I'm sure. Here's Schubert ready to work. Bases loaded, and the first pitch of breaking ball stays up and in, and it's 1-0. That there will have to be changes made to the field situation at Wausau East, the baseball field, softball field situation, to get those fields playable in the spring. Fouled out of play, and it's 1-1. If they need to put different kind of dirt in there, if they need to put different kind of drain tiles in there. But something drastic has to be done at this point. A 1-2 count. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and he is out. Big out right there. Two down now. Strikeout with the bases loaded. We'll bring up Ryan McEnroe, the pitcher. So there are two down. Some question of whether that was strike three or not, but there were a couple of foul balls. So two outs, and McEnroe will stand in. He doubled and scored back in the second, bounced into a fielder's choice and struck out looking his last time up. And Schubring trying to do that again here and get out of the jam, keep the score right where it is. Here's the pitch. Fastball grounded up the middle. Hiding's there, makes the play, flips to strict covering, and the inning is over. So Schubring works out of it. And Lakeland comes up empty here in the sixth inning. No runs, there were no hits, no errors, and three left. And the score after six complete remains, Lakeland 4, East 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Lakeland, and the Lumberjacks down to their final at-bat here unless they can tie it up. And Luke Strick will lead things off and take a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Bottom of the order, Strick, Widmark, and Denke scheduled a hit here for East against Ryan McEnroe. Trying to throw a complete game. Next pitch is in the dirt. And it's 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. The next pitch, and Strick lifts it in the air to center field, and deep center fielder going back. He can't get it. It's off the fence. And Strick is going to have a leadoff double here in the seventh inning. That thing just kept carrying and bounced off the base of the fence at the 355 sign. And a double for Strick to lead things off in the seventh, and East is in business here as they try to rally again. They rallied against Rhinelander. Came up with three runs in the seventh inning the other night, but fell short. Let's see if they can get it done here. Bryce Widmark will stand in. He has struck out twice tonight. Strick takes his lead at second. First pitch to Widmark, high and inside, ball one. Lakeland doesn't have a whole lot of subs available here. I looked, I think they had one. So if there's going to be a new pitcher, it's probably going to come from somebody on the field, or if they're going to let McEnroe try to finish this. That looked pretty good, but it's a ball, 2-0. Must have been a bit inside. Two balls and no strikes. Strick takes his lead. Next pitch to Widmark, swung on and missed. He was late, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The stretch by McEnroe. And the pitch. Widmark lays off the curveball that time and takes ball three. 3-1 now. Now Widmark calls time at the plate. Everything is wet now for both teams. Pitcher can't be comfortable with the ball. Hitter can't be comfortable with the bat in his hand. Here's the pitch. Widmark lays off. Ball four. And the Lumberjacks have the tying runs on base to lead off here in the seventh inning. A single and a walk have put the tying runs on for Tanner Denke, the center fielder.
Batting for the Lumberjacks, number four, Tanner
Denke. Denke has reached on an infield hit and scored and grounded out to second. Possible bunt situation. He will square, and he'll foul the bunt back. And you can just see Steve Heidrich hopping up and down in the third base coach's box. You got to be able to execute, and you don't bunt pitches up by your neck. That's what Denke tried to do right there and fouled it back. It's 0-1. Got to execute here. Get the bunt down and get the top of the order up. He squares. Here's the pitch. And he bunts through it, and he's in the hole 0-2. Cow. Nothing in two to Tanner Denke. He may keep the bunt sign on here. Let's see. Although, that wasn't the greatest effort, especially on that one. Here's the stretch. He squares the bunt again. Gets it down this time, though. Right back to the mound. They're going to have to go to first, and they'll get the out there. So Tanner Denke, bunting with two strikes, gets it down. The sacrifice is completed. And the tying runs have moved into scoring position.
Batting for the Lumberjacks, number 10, Jordan Heading.
So Denke gets the job done and moves the runners, and now Jordan Heading, the shortstop, will have a chance to tie it with a base hit here. He has singled, popped to short, and grounded to second. All I can say at this point is if you're going to tie it, you better take a lead, too. Nobody wants extra innings. Here tonight in this weather. Heiding's going to loop one down the right field line, but it's going to be foul. And it's 0-1. Although at this point in time, with one out in the seventh inning and down two, I think the East coaches and players would take a tie game any day of the week. Nothing in one to Jordan Heiding. Luke Strick, the runner at third. And Bryce Widmark, the runner at second. Heiding stands in, waggles his bat, and that pitch is in there for a strike. Inside corner at the belt. Good pitch right there. Not a whole lot Heiding could do with that one, but he's in the hole now, 0-2. McEnroe continues to work fast. Breaking ball, it's going to be looped up the middle. One run will score. The throw across is going to be in time. Heiding is out. It's 4-3, but now there are two down. Widmark moves to third, so the tying run is at third. Strick scores on the ground out by Heiding, but now two down, and it's up to Willie Brand. Brand has popped a short, walked, and reached on an error. Widmark takes his lead. Brand is going to swing at the first ball and foul it out of play down the left field line. It's 0-1. Not a whole lot of space behind home plate here at Lakeland, so if the wild pitch or a pass ball goes directly back to the screen, Woodmark's going to have to hold down from third. Here's the pitch. Brand hits it hard on the ground right at second, though. Melms bobbles, but he'll throw him out, and the ball game is over. Brand hit it hard, but right at the second baseman, And the Lumberjacks will come up short here this evening as they drop their matchup with the Lakeland T-Birds. The final score here, as it was in Rhinelander the other night, 4-3. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there,
with Rob D'Amico.
Let's go to Matthew in Venice Beach, California. Welcome.
As a driver as a whole, who do you think the better driver, Formula One or NASCAR?
Woo. I would have to say, you know, you're going back to with Michael Schumacher and Anton Senna, guys like that, even back when I would almost go with an F1 driver at that point, like Mario Andretti, who's done everything and has success in multiple forms of racing.
Okay. Told you.
All right, man. Hey, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. I love that. A little argument in the car, and they have to get it settled by calling a national radio show. You got to love it.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Lakeland Union High School, where the Lumberjacks have dropped their fourth in a row. 4-3 the final here this evening. East was down in this game 1-0. Lakeland got on the board first, a run in the second inning. A sack fly by Sam Killian put them up 1-0. Lumberjacks, though, took the lead. Two runs in the third after singles by Luke Strick and Tanner Denke. Cam Gritzmacher at a two-run single after Willie Brand had walked to load the bases, and East led 2-1. But the defense reared its head again in the fourth inning, a couple of errors, and a hit batter and three hits led to three more runs for Lakeland, and they led it 4-2. Lumberjacks rallied again like the other night in the seventh inning. A couple of leadoff base runners, including a double for Luke Strick, and the sacrifice bunt by Tanner Denke moved the tying runs into scoring position. They scored one. An RBI ground out by Jordan Heiding made it 4-3. But with the tying run at third, Willie Brand hit it right on the nose, but right at the second baseman to end the game. For Lakeland, four runs, six hits, and one error. For East, three runs, six hits, and two errors. Winning pitcher was Ryan McEnroe. He went the distance, and he struck out four in the game and only walked two. For the Lumberjacks, losing pitcher was Bryce Widmark. Went four innings, gave up four runs, two of them earned, three strikeouts and two walks. Ben Schubring pitched two innings, didn't give up a hit or a run, did have three strikeouts and three walks for Schubring. And with that victory, Lakeland goes to 6-3 on the season now, and with the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 4-7, and they are scheduled to host Holman on Monday night at Jack Torrizzani Field, weather and field conditions permitting, and we'll bring that game to you live if they play it. Pre-game show at 4:15 and the first pitch set for 4:30. That's going to wrap things up here tonight from Lakeland. Thanks to Crystal, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. We'll get you back to Fox Sports Radio, get you updates on the NFL draft and all of the other sporting activities and events happening throughout the United States tonight. Fox Sports will have it all covered for you right here. This is Tom King and your final score once again from Lakeland. It was the T-Birds winning here tonight by a score of 4-3. You've been listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.